Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in publishing, arts, entertainment, and community empowerment. And today we have with us an awesome, awesome lady. This woman is motivational, she's inspirational, and ladies and gentlemen, she is a survivor. She will be leading my Take Back Your Life series, because we all know at times we get inundated with and overwhelmed with various obstacles and pressures that occur in our life, and at times we allow it to kind of push us back. We put ourselves in the back, and we let everything else go to the front. So this series will try to get you motivated and try to see what you can do to take back your life. So I would like to welcome to Read You Later, Lady LaDina Tilley. Welcome to Read You Later.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, girl, look, I am inspired. Your testimony is awesome. You have a way of motivating and captivating people because your heart is so pure and so genuine. And you have a testimony that is, oh my gosh. It is, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this woman and hear how she has survived and how she has not let what has occurred in her past to hinder her present or her future. And she is such an inspiration to all of us. So I want you to talk about that woman called Job. So can you tell us, give us an overview of your book and what led you to write and give us this wonderful testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Well, A Woman Called Job occurred in 1999. I was diagnosed with a skin disease called pus psoriasis. And what happened was my body started to break out from head to toe. And they diagnosed me with pus psoriasis, where I had big bumps with pus coming out of them all over my body. And I suffered. I had pain on the inside of my body as well as the outside of my body. And I was in such agony that I did not want to live. Because I said if I did make it through, how would I survive looking at myself in the mirror daily? And so I had to get a home health nurse to come in, and she would wrap my body in long johns, and she would submerge them in hot water, and she would put a cream on my body, and I would have to sit wrapped up like that for 2 hours, three times a day. And like I said, I lied in bed, and I did not want to live. And I literally asked God to take my life. But one day I was sitting in my treatment, and I would rock forward and backward just to try to take my mind off the pain. And I began to say, Lord, I thank you for healing my body. God, I thank you for healing my body. And I got up to go to the bathroom one day. I couldn't stand to look at myself in the mirror. And my sister, who moved in with me, she happened to look at my stomach, and she said, LaDina, she said, those sores are leaving. And I looked at myself in the mirror, and I want you to know that those sores were falling off of my body. God has given me new skin. I got skin brand new from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I definitely don't look like what I've been through. It was one of the most difficult journeys that I've ever had to go through in my life. And then right after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I think because I had already had a form of chemotherapy in my body from the pus psoriasis, that's why the cancer did not spread. So I had to have a lumpectomy with chemo and radiation. And right after that, my job fired me, saying, how could these people fire me? Because of an illness that I had that was beyond my control. And I came home one day, and I opened up my Bible, and I fell on my knees. And I said, God, I don't understand. I said, God, I need a word. And God took me to the 42nd chapter of Job, where it talks about how God blessed Job with more than what he ever had before. And I knew that God was going to take care of me. Times when I was broke, did not have any money. You know how sometimes you can go in your pocketbook or inside of your couch and find some money? There was no money
find
nowhere.
Something.
But God was teaching me how to lean and depend on him and him alone. And the people in the city were trying to figure out what man was I messing with. But I wasn't messing with any man. The only man that I was messing with was Jesus. See, I took the time to have fellowship and relationship with him. When he put me on my back, I had no choice but to look up to him. And I thank God for the affliction because it drew me closer to him. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer again. And I had to have a double mastectomy. And that was difficult because, as you know, that's part of our womanhood is having our breasts. But God reminded me that a phenomenal woman is not determined by her physical appearance, but by the content of her spirit. And she doesn't allow her flesh to overrule the righteousness of God that is destined in her life. So when I look in the mirror, even though I don't have any breasts, I have scars. But I'm reminded that God allowed the scars. Jesus, thank you, God, healed the scars. And the Holy Ghost comforted me in the midst of the scars. I thank God. I thank God for what he has done and what he's doing in my life.
And I thank God for you and for your testimony. And a lot of people in your situation would have given up. A lot of people would have allowed those obstacles and those continuous turbulent times to take them out mentally. And the devil knows if he can give us mentally, he can take away our joy, then often our physical body also starts decaying. As my grandma said, people give up hope. And why I wanted you on this show tonight so people can glean in and have hope, because a lot of times you go through so many circumstances and it feels like, you know, why me, why me? And you are really the woman called Job, because you continually went through this, but in spite of, you still gave him praise, you still gave him reverence. And you are here now to encourage and to uplift other people. I heard of you through Jacqueline Thomas, and Jacqueline was such she's been such a great inspiration to me, and she always tooted your horn and talked about not only how well-versed you are, but how inspirational and motivational you are to others. And so I want to talk to that person who perhaps feel like they need to give up, or things aren't going their way, so they feel like they should give up, or their hope, their goals, and their dreams. And I want you to speak to that person right now, if you will.
Well, first we got to know to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path." Can't go by what it looks like. Can't mind things of the flesh. When you mind things of the flesh, you move in a negative direction. But when you mind things of the spirit, you move in a nurtured direction. And that nurtured direction is toward. You know, he says, "Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." That rest will provide you with restoration, elevation, sanctification, and transformation. We got to know that God wants us to have a lifestyle of faith. A lifestyle of faith will supersede any moment of fear.
Any moment of fear. And I truly believe that, you know, even though sometimes things don't go the way that I want to immediately, or things don't look like they're going to go that way, I always say it's going to work out some kind of way. I can't see it. Sometimes, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even feel like it's going to work out immediately, but I know somewhere around the corner it's going to work out. I don't know how. Sometimes, you know, if I'm going to be honest, I get a little anxious about it, but I know that eventually it will work out. And I think that, you know, the devil, the Bible says we kill, steal, and destroy, and we'll take our joy. But it's that faith. Because if he can get your faith, if he can get you to start wavering, if he can get you to stop believing, he has you. And that's
yes,
the one thing, you know, we need to keep our faith. And you can look. You can look in our world today. You can read things that are occurring in the news. You can read about things that are occurring on social media and how people, even in ministry, people in leadership in ministry, not necessarily your pastor, your bishop, your overseer, what have you, but sometimes, but people, you can tell that their faith is wavering because of what is currently happening in our political realm and our religious realm. And, you know, I want to encourage people just to keep their faith, keep their faith,
yes.
And don't allow things to make you bitter or allow things that occur or what you read to make you start wavering faith or get you out of your character. I see a lot of people who are kind of jumping out of character. You know, hey, we're human. So that happens. But when it happens continuously, it becomes a pattern. So you need to be very mindful. And if you have to take a break, sometimes you got to take a people break. You know, sometimes I take a people break.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It don't mean I won't support you. But, honey, I just can't take you today. So, you know, you had to learn how to, you know, like to save some. I always say I got to save some of me for myself. You know, just means me like going and getting on my Kindle, or getting on my Kindle app or reading. I need to do something that soothes my spirit. And so keeping that, so you can keep that faith. It's extremely important. And what you dealt with continuously, what did you read or what scripture or mantra, what encouraged you to keep your faith during those times?
Trusting in the Lord.
Yes.
Trusting in the Lord and taking him at his word. And knowing that no matter what, God's got my back and that he loves me. And he said that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. You know, man will walk away from you. But God, he's always there. He doesn't say, hold on. He doesn't say, let me call you back. Always there waiting for us to take the time to have an encounter and an experience with him. And
ooh,
when we do that,
that,
we find
encounter
such
and
healing.
Yes, yes,
we
and
find
peace.
Such healing and peace. Well, you know,
yes,
he said, if you
peace.
Keep your mind stayed on me, I keep you in perfect peace. And, you know,
mm-hmm,
some people
peace.
Say it don't take all that. But sometimes it takes all that and then some.
All of that.
Because
and then
you don't
some.
Know my
yeah,
struggle.
Good.
You don't know
exactly.
what I've been through. So it takes me staying in his presence. It takes me reading his word. You know, I told a couple of my girlfriends the other day, I said, you know, the Bible says if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. Sometimes I'm willing to step out of character, and I'm willing to say some words that I shouldn't, but obedience says no. Obedience
I like
says
that.
No. You
obedience.
Can't do it. Obedience says you cannot do it. Because God is watching. He's watching. And we have
and
to be a light.
Yes. We have to be a light. And a lot of times people are watching. And you know,
yes.
good or bad, it is what it is. And people are watching. And you can say that one thing to encourage someone, to encourage them to go further. And you can say one thing like, oh, well, you know what? This is not real. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do something that I don't need to do because I see that this person is not doing it or something. And not saying that it's rational, not saying it's justified, but it is what people do. And as and when God gives you responsibilities, you have to be very mindful of not just who you are, but whose you are and the light that you bring to other people or the darkness.
Amen.
And I would say that you are such a beacon to others. When I met you, when Jacqueline Thomas introduced you to me, I immediately felt a kinship. And I don't know because Jacqueline been talking about you for so long, and I felt like you were like my second cousin.
Thomas.
But I feel like you're my second cousin, and we just had a wonderful time. And when they say you don't look like you've been through, but some people don't look like it, but they act like it. And I will say that you don't act like what you've been through. Because sometimes even though people look good, girl, they don't talk good, they're nasty, they can be hateful. And you dealt with that skin condition. You dealt with cancer. You dealt with cancer twice. And you dealt with the ridicule from from people in your community. So when I said, like, take your life back, you have taken your life back. And what steps did you go through, not just, like, the physical healing, but the emotional healing? How were you able to heal emotionally?
Lashira, I'm going to tell you, it's being in his presence. That is the only way that I have made it and that I make it now. Days when that are rough for me, situations that may come up that are rough for me, I find that when I get in his presence, he reminds me who he is to me and who I am to him. He lets me know, I can't say it enough, just how much he loves and cares for me. I mean, he's a good, good father. And sometimes it's a struggle, but I push myself. I push myself because I don't have time to have a pity party and a woe is me party. You know, I've been through that. But those tears that says, I'm a victim, look what they did, look what happened to me, tears like that, they go in the tissue and they go in the trash can. But tears that says, God, I thank you. God, I glorify you. God, I trust you. They go up to the Father.
Yes.
So I want my tears. I want my tears to go up to the Father, just glorifying him. And he prepares
me. And I think that it's so easy for us. And I think, you know, we talk about children and millennials having this sense of entitlement. I think we also, regardless of your age group or what designating title that you have at this point in time, I think it's easy for us all to have like those party. And sometimes we just need we need to shake ourselves. My grandma would say a good shaking, but we need to shake ourselves and be mindful of the blessings that we have. Because sometimes you know, like the old adage, you too busy looking at the rain and you don't even see the roses. And it's true because we often can't see the good that is in front of us and the blessings. I have a saying sometimes I put on Facebook, blessings are all around us. You have to reach out and grab them, because anytime you can get up in the morning, you breathing, honey, it's a winning season.
That's a blessing.
You don't have to necessarily have cars or houses or a title or a new promotion, but that's a winning season, and it's a day for you to not only enjoy, encourage, but also just to be grateful. I don't think often we're just grateful about what we have. Not to say we can't have more, because we know that God is a God of increase, but it's good just to have more and to be able like to have more and to but to be able to enjoy who he is and how he has blessed us. And I like the fact of being grateful, because it's so easy in this day and time to get caught up in things. Social media, you know, of material and Instagram. And just because you post something one day, it doesn't mean that you may feel that way later on in the evening or even like the next day. You don't know the trials and tribulations and the obstacles that people endure just to maybe have what they have. You know, you always say the grass looks green on the other side. But taking back your life is not only taking back your life physically in transformation, but emotionally, what you need to take back your life. And often the tools that I need may not be applicable to you and vice versa.
Right.
So I want people to understand what you need to take back your life, you know, pray about it, discern, and you do that. Because sometimes we get wrapped up and warped up in other people's stuff and things, we don't even count the blessings that we have.
No, we don't. We don't do it. But the blessing to me is having a mind to want to serve him.
Yes.
Making up your mind and having a hunger and a thirst to want more of him, to seek his face. I mean, when you do that, there is no telling what God can do in your life if you just put him first.
Being obedient.
He has blessed me in so many ways. I want to tell someone this. I wanted to have a child. I wanted to. God blessed me with a wonderful husband by the name of Melvin Tilley, my classmate. And when he met me, I didn't have anything because I had been fired from my job. And this man was already established. And so he looked at me as an asset.
Ooh.
And he stuck through me through
Love.
A lot of hard times. A lot of hard times. And the one thing that I desired was I wanted to give my husband a child. But it wasn't in God's plan. And one day I was sitting on the bed and I said, God, I said, you've given me everything I've ever asked for. And some things that I didn't ask for. But the one thing that my heart's desire was to be a mother. And he dropped in my spirit. He said, Ladina, you are a mother. He said, the same way that a woman has pushed, has had pain, and has travailed, he said, your testimonies are your babies. He said, the way a woman lies on the table and she gives birth to her child and the doctor delivers the baby to the mother, and deliver means to carry, to turn over to the proper recipient. He said, that is what I've called you to do. I've called you to stand before my people and deliver your babies. Thank you, God, which are your testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
So I found my purpose.
That's powerful.
Through my pain. I found my purpose through being ridiculed. I found my purpose through the rejection. God, for every rejection, for every negative thing that has been said and was said and may even be today saying about me, because what it does, it pushes me. Because a push from God will shift you to the will of God and propel you for the glory of God. Every time.
Amen.
Every time sorrow laid me down, God's grace picked me up. And it continues to pick me up today. It continues to carry me. It continues to comfort me and let me know that no matter what it looks like, Jesus has got my back.
Amen.
Got my back.
And that's so important. I have a caller on 336. Caller on 336, you're on the air. Do you have a question or a comment? Hello?
What's your
caller from 336? Yes.
I didn't know I beat them.
Hello?
In the column. It's talk. I'm sorry. Lashir, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You have a
Dear
question or comment?
I didn't know No, I did not. I didn't know
okay.
I had anything for that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I hit you back. I got a lot of people. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. I got several people on here. I'm trying to give some people some opportunity to chime in. Let's see. I have a caller from 919. Caller from 919. You have a question or a comment? 919-744. You have a question or comment? Hello?
My question
is that I'm going to the messages tonight because it's all about being made whole. And I do believe that's what desires for our life. And I just bless you. I bless your show. I bless my sister Ladina, heart. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that God has given the both of you the utterance to care enough about other women to share your pain and share your glory.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Amen.
Thank you for those kind words. Amen. You have a blessed evening. I have a call from 469-346. Call from 469-346. You have a question or comment for my guest tonight? Well, we appreciate you listening and chiming in. Thank you. So we have a few minutes. I'd like to talk about your book, A Woman Called Job.
You gave us an overview of your testimony and the reason why and the purpose that was behind writing your book. How can people connect with you if they would like for you to be on, to talk to any of their organizations or churches, or will perhaps want you to be a guest speaker or any event that they have? How can people connect with you?
Well, I am on Facebook, Ladina Tilley, and that's LadenaTilley, and Tilley Books at yahoo.com. TilleyBooks, Books, BOOKS at yahoo.com.
All right, and you heard it here. And once again, what's the title of your book?
A Woman Called Job.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to pick up the book, you will not be disappointed. And how can they purchase the book?
They can go through Barnes & Noble's or Amazon. Any bookstore should be able to carry it.
Okay, and if you will love this woman, I'm going to tell you, this woman is a dynamic, phenomenal speaker, minister, teacher. You will not be disappointed if you have her. At any event, ministry, women's event, she's inspirational, she's motivational, and she is real. What she says is what that the Lord gives an utterance to her, and she's dynamic, and she is a sweetheart. So from my house to yours and my reading shelf to yours, I would like to thank you for coming on and blessing us this evening. And for all of my listeners, thank you for chiming in and listening, and I hope you were blessed. Have a wonderful evening and a great weekend. Read you later. Good night.
Good night.